Dear Cheap Astronomy, how will we exploit the solar system? Well, we're the human race. Exploiting natural resources is what we do. What guides the way that we do it is consumer demand, access, and cost. For aesthetic reasons, we adore silver and gold, which aren't that easy to find, so their cost is high. There was a time when aluminium was considered more valuable than gold or silver, but then someone figured out a low-cost way of extracting it from bauxite, which suddenly made it readily accessible to everyone, and so the price plummeted, and now we mostly use aluminium for building materials and for making soft drink cans. Nonetheless, aluminium is a key component of a whole range of infrastructure and materials technologies, so it actually has enormous economic value, but it is in no way treasured by individual humans, apart from people chasing recycling refunds. They just love the stuff. These considerations are key to understanding the economics of exploiting the solar system. And we need to decide if we want to take over the solar system with astronauts or robots. If it's astronauts, the most valuable commodity out there will be water, since we won't get far without it. But if we take over the solar system with robots, then water is mostly irrelevant, and the robots will be focused on collecting economically valuable materials, particularly rare earth metals, which are rare here, but might not be out there. As we've previously discussed on Cheap Astronomy, extraterrestrial mining requires not only finding a rock full of the stuff you want, but you'll also need to extract that stuff from the rock. To manage that extraction effectively, you'll need factory and processing infrastructure, and you'll almost certainly need gravity, since most extraction techniques involve separating dense heavy stuff from fluffy light stuff. So Cheap Astronomy's suggestion has always been CSOTM, crash on the moon, after which you transport the ore-rich rubble over to your lunar-based factory refinery. After you've extracted the desired materials, you may still have to launch them off the moon, but you've only got 0.16g to fly against, and you are flying a much smaller refined mass. Our moon really is the best stepping stone into space that we could have asked for. So our first steps in exploiting the solar system will be to build a frontier mining town on the moon, maybe with some primitive accommodation for adventurous tourists, while we start accumulating building materials both from the moon and from space, allowing us to build a proper space hotel and start a booming tourist business. And meanwhile, all that mining should start a lucrative delivery stream back to Earth of refined rare elements. Even if we're not all still using smartphones in the 22nd century, we'll be depending on some kind of portable devices that will contain rare earth metals. So there's your commercial basis for solar system resource exploitation, while you're also making megabucks from hosting tourists in safe and comfortable accommodation that is in space, but still only 3 days from home. The formula for Mars doesn't work out so well. Sure, you're closer to the asteroid belt, but the planet has more gravity and has some atmosphere that you can't breathe, but does still create resistance to both landings and launches. And of course, you are very isolated from Earth. So we should certainly focus on the moon as our first step. If we can't exploit a celestial body that's just 3 days away, with 1/6 g, no atmosphere, some potential water sources, and an abundance of solar energy, well, we should just give up now. The idea that we'll keep waiting around until someone invents warp speed and then zip off to colonize Earth 2.0 is just a pipe dream. Our way forward into space will be long, hard, slow, and hugely dependent on technology. So, like we always say at Cheap Astronomy, if you want Homo sapiens to be a spacefaring species, stay in school, work hard, be good, and pay your taxes. If you happen to get a job at NASA, Roscosmos, ESA, ISRO, CNSA, JAXA, or even the Israeli, New Zealand, Canadian, or Australian space agencies, well, that's just great. But if you don't, please still work hard, be good, and pay your taxes. That's what will really get us there.